People need advice. You need some? 1-800-947-3979. The world's largest coin is ready to make the 50-50 decisions, and this is... I mean, it's not going to affect any of us or anybody else that's listening except one person. But from the Lansing area on 94.9 MMQ. How big is the coin? We answered that, about 6 inches across. Can you flip it to determine if I should try getting pegged? My girl brought it up.
Whoa.
And I think I might be into it, but I'm a little worried.
I mean, okay. I think if you're asking for a coin flip, then you...
Sounds like the answer's already yes.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, it sounds like, I mean, if you think you might be into it, you're clearly curious enough. Just do it. What do you need a coin for?
Yeah. Go dig the plunger out. Come see on, if you can bury it. All right. Heads, you peg. Tails, you don't. Flip it again.
Is it on tails?
Yeah.
Dang it. Try it anyway. If you want to try it, do it.
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like you're curious.
It does sound like it was already a yes.
Okay, well... That doesn't mean that you can't try it on yourself.
It's so funny how guys are about that. Like a little finger slip or something like that that you want to do just to try. And they're like, oh my God, God's watching. For real.
Well, I mean, I don't know if that's it. Like, oh my I don't really want that there, but if somebody else is into it, you go ahead, but not on me. Like, I mean, that, no thanks.
I think that's your deeply rooted Catholicism speaking to you.
I don't think it is.
Shaming you for your butt.
I don't know. Free beer. Yeah, I mean, anybody else like want to do that? I don't, but not I mean, you knock yourself out if you want to.
That's where your Mine's spot more, is.
I've heard that. I've been told we used to have a coworker who,
without being asked,
was a little
told us very much how much we needed to try that.
A little too much.
Not on the show, a coworker in the building.
Yeah.
Like out of the blue, like, hey, I'll buy lunch today. Cool. You guys want your drinks? Yeah, I'll take a Diet Coke and a water. Cool. Waitress leaves. Hey, you know what you got to do? You got to get a finger in them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he was part of a, it was like it was a pyramid scheme and he was trying to get us on board.
Yeah,
if we did it, he got money for it.
I might have been more willing to listen if it was somebody I respected and wasn't skeeved out by.
I don't know. You tried to show us a lot of horse porn, so.
Yeah.
I don't really trust you.
Yeah, and by you mean that guy, not me.
I thought you were talking about Hot Wings.
It made it sound like me.
I was definitely
not showing anyone horse porn.
I 100% thought that was you, Hot Wings.
We were staying at that guy's house, and it was like horses and pool balls and stuff. It was real weird. I remember sneaking off to another room just going, hey, I got to call home. Like, just to get out of the room.
Yeah.
Like, no thanks. This is getting weird,
there was something weird going on that night.
I'm afraid hands are going to come out.
Shooting for it. This text, if God didn't want you to do it, he would have given your butt a gag reflex.
That's true.
I believe that's a Shane Gillis bit that someone just stole. I just...
Is a fart a butt gag?
I don't...
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
A butt burp. Ooh,
deep thoughts.
Okay.
Might be a finger kiss, depending on what's going on.
Oh.
I don't want somebody messing around back there, because I don't want them to have to deal with it.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
I got IBS. You don't want to touch that.
I've had my prostate examined before, and boy, you always feel like something came out, and you're not sure, and you, like, I don't need that pressure in my life.
No,
you
know just what don't I mean? Even ask.
Like, No.
No. I'm told that's actually a quote from the TV show Shameless, not from Shane Gillis.
Well,
pretty strong.
Whatever.
Strong piece of business, though, that's for sure. Well, so anyway, the coin said no, but we think you're doing it.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, clearly, that person already wants to try it. You're intrigued.
Yeah, you got stuff that'll clean you out real quick and then get the right lubes and stuff. You'll be fine. You're probably going to love it.
Yeah, that's a lot of prep.
Seems like it. But again, I mean, he could practice on himself a couple of times and give it, you know, see if he likes it a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Let's see. Nope. This one. I need advice. I will soon be moving into a new... This is very practical here.
Okay.
I will soon be moving into a new house that has a long gravel driveway.
Yes.
My wife and I are trying to figure out what would be the best method for snow removal.
Okay.
Our options are a tractor with a snowblower, a walk-behind two-stage snowblower,
yeah,
or a side-by-side with a plow, or hire a plow service.
No, side-by-side.
Okay,
with a plow.
Well, the plow.
The side-by-side with the plow is the answer. Like, I grew up in a farm. Our house had, like, a U-shaped driveway, and the only concrete was right in front of the garage, and the rest was gravel. And I can't imagine having to use a snowblower on that with the rocks getting chunked. It'd be uneven. It wouldn't be easy.
No.
But we had a blade on the tractor. Yeah.
Yeah, if you've
now
got,
you're talking.
If you've got a long driveway, snowblower is not the answer. I mean, I love my snowblower and I use it enough, but I don't have like a crazy long driveway. But that person also said they have 8 acres.
Yeah.
So, I mean,
you want the side by side.
Side by side, four wheeler, or tractor. Like, those are all usable all year long for other things.
Side by side, you'll look cooler.
Now, it costs a lot more.
A side by side does over a tractor?
Typically,
oh, really?
I mean,
dang.
Well, it depends on how nice the tractor is.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, like an entry level.
No,
like
get the side by side.
Side by side. Because you can also enjoy that throughout the rest of the year.
Yeah.
Too.
You said you got 8 acres. This is an excuse to get a side by side that you would not have otherwise. You get that snowplow service, and then you're like, ah, wish we'd have got a side by side. You think the family's signing off on that then? Hell no.
You can't ride a snowplow through the woods in the winter, in the summertime.
No, no, you can't. But you can put a snowplow on the front of side by side, and that's kind of fun.
This text, guys, you did the coin toss wrong. Tails had to be get pegged. It just makes sense.
Oh, it does.
Oh,
that's right.
Oh,
all right,
perfect.
Do it again.
Yeah, we said it wrong. So the coin knew what we meant, or what we should have meant.
Look at that.
Okay, tails, you're getting pegged.
Yeah.
This person has a follow-up question for the peg person. Did she want to strap one on or have her boyfriend peg him? Wait, there's a third person. I don't think so. I think you're just causing trouble.
Hmm. I don't know. Hard to say.
Yeah. And he wasn't clear.
This person writes, look, that's where the G-spot is. Like it or not, you're going to love it.
I mean, maybe. maybe he will. You know, obviously lots of people do.
It seems like it. I think there's a lot of listeners who've been like, man, I wish they'd ask if I like that because I need to tell someone.
Yeah.
That's going on. Like, oh, yeah. This is a picture of a stick that someone sent in. It looks clean, but they're like, I don't know. Is it like a broomstick? I don't know what it is. Don't show me that. I don't want to see it.
I mean, it's better a broomstick than a regular stick. That'd be jagged. You leave bark behind.
Yeah.
You don't want that to snap.
Bunch of
off.
Arthritic knuckles going through there. This is terrible.
Yeah, you got to be careful. Don't lose anything up there now.
It's like grandma when she had to stop going to the casino because she couldn't grab the arm on the slot machine. All right. Listen to this petty stuff. Okay. I'm part of a group chat with two dear old friends.
Okay.
But by the way, these letters, some of these ones that I pulled today, just from the snobbiest buttholes in the history of the world.
Well, you know they're snobby if they use the word dear.
Yes. We are attorneys with lengthy and distinguished careers.
Oh, God. Oh, come on. God.
Like so many, we started the chat during the pandemic when I was living abroad and unable to get back to the United States.
That was the only time people could talk this way.
We have continued the chat as we now live in different states. We used to check in with each other daily or share frustrations, opinions, and thoughts on current events and life's challenges.
Sounds amazing.
Recently, one of the women wrote that during her last physical, the doctor recommended a biopsy. Then she said, I'm not asking for either of you to share your research, opinions, or advice just yet. I just wanted to let you know what's going on, and I'll keep you updated as I learn more.
Okay.
I was upset when I read that statement. She doesn't hesitate to offer opinions or research of her own. I'm over this 20-year friendship. I just don't think that's the way to talk to friends.
I want to be able to tell her my opinions on her biopsy that I don't know anything about.
Yeah, I want her to quietly resent me telling her how to live her life.
I have things to say.
Yeah. You know what? I'm going to be mad at her while she has cancer. Because that's what she deserves.
Yeah. Or doesn't have cancer. I don't know. I don't know the results of the biopsy
Why
yet.
Can't she be a better friend to me and let me tell her how to live while she might have cancer?
I mean, surely the last thing she needs right now is a supportive friend.
Yeah. Well, I guess I just don't have an opinion on this one.
Yeah, she sounds like a real B-bag. Mm-hmm. I'd drop that. Drop her like a hot potato. Your dear friend that you called a dear friend at the beginning.
Yeah. I don't think you're a dear.
Yeah. You're a turd. Put that on your resume.
When we go to break, I'm going to read you a text that just came in, but I can't read it on the air.
Okay.
Dang.
But it's the only text this person has ever sent. And when I said earlier, a lot of people have been waiting up for us to ask if something should go in there. This is one of them. This text, what the hell is a side-by-side?
What's a side-by-side? Like, oh my gosh, it's like a four-wheeler, but with two seats and you sit side-by-side.
Or even four seats.
Yeah, they do have four seats side-by-sides, yeah.
They're pretty great.
Yeah, they're like off-road vehicles.